This is MSO NewsSports.com. We are joined by Bishop Fenwick, athletic director and head football coach Dave Woods. And Dave, football practice is underway, but I know you're in charge of all the sports here at Bishop Fenwick. So tell us a little preview on the fall sports at Fenwick.
Yeah, it's been a great turnout so far. We have a ton of kids out. I know a lot of people are still finishing up their summer, but we're in full swing here. We have kids everywhere, all over all the fields, all day long. So it's been exciting. It's an exciting time.
Some new coaches in the fall at Fenwick?
The fall, all the head coaches are the same in the fall. A lot of new assistant coaches. A lot of alumni that have come back to help out as assistant coaches, which is always nice. And we have a ton of freshmen out. Freshman numbers are really high, so we've added some coaches at the freshman level, which is again, always a good thing.
Let's transition into football. And how about your football coaching staff? Who's on your coaching staff this year?
The football staff is we've had a couple of coaches move on. Coach Paul Lyman actually moved on. He'd been here for 25 years, and his job was just making it more and more difficult for him to coach football. So he's unable to be with us this year. That's going to be a tough loss to Phil. Coach Lyman was one of the best defensive coordinators around for years, but he's not going to be able to be with us. So. Coach Dugan, he's been running the defense now the last 3 or 4 years, and Dave Dugan, he'll be back. Just about everybody on our staff are alums. So Dave Dugan played here. Derek Collins is a coach, also played. Chris Renzulli is a coach here, also played here. Dave Gabriel is back with us this year. Jeff Smith is with us, and Chuck Borstel. And we also have Paul Pisani that helps out. Paul's a graduate, also helps out game nights.
Well, Dave, let's talk about the players now, and let's begin with who left, who graduated off of last year's team. In other words, what have you lost from last year's team to this fall?
We had a lot of seniors. I want to say we had 17 seniors last year. And a lot of those kids had been playing since they were freshmen or sophomores, so we were a very senior-heavy, experienced team last year. We lost guys like Rufus Russians, obviously, and Dave. David Hurley on the defensive side in the middle, quarterbacks Matt Renzulli and Mike Campitelli. So we lost a lot of guys from last year's team.
Any updates on any of your former players at colleges this fall?
Oh yeah, we get a couple of them were here today working out, but we have a lot of guys playing. I know that Nick Bonner is starting in the secondary for Stonehill. Rufus is at AIC. David Hurley's also down at Stonehill. Charlie Mastrellis, Eric Rasney. Charlie's playing out at St. Lawrence, and Eric Rasney's right here at Endicott. We have a lot of other guys around too. Brian's playing at Westfield, maybe, or Mass Maritime. Brian Fitzpatrick. So we have a lot of guys playing a lot of different areas.
All right, so you've definitely got a week plus of practices in here at Bishop Fenwick into the second week here. Who are you counting on to step up and play a role on this year's Fenwick team?
Sure. Our four captains have been great all preseason. Justice Andrade. Justice is our center, and he's the rock on our offensive line. He's been there. This is his third year there. Cody Mullen is another captain, and Cody's a two-way starter, receiver, and a defensive back. And Cody, again, is probably one of the best skilled players in the league. Our other two captains are Willie McGinnis and Dan Hannon, and they're both Danny's playing linebacker, and Willie's a defensive back. And on offense, they're both receivers on offense. So those are the four veteran guys that have played a lot over the last few years, and we're really counting on them to carry the team.
I'm sure you can sort of try to tackle this question, kind of a two-parter, but what are Fenwick's strengths and what are weaknesses as you would be heading into the regular season?
I think the strength is our numbers. We have great numbers. We have 70 kids playing football, which is a pretty good number for us. And the attitude of the kids, they have a great work ethic. I think some of the teams over the last few years have really developed that culture. So we have a great work ethic. The leadership of the seniors is great. I think our weaknesses are probably just experience. We have a lot of guys that don't have a lot of experience playing, especially on the offensive line. And everybody will tell you that's where it all starts in high school football. So the offensive line really just needs to get some experience and get as many reps as they can in live football action.
Dave, any other thoughts on this year's Fenwick football team?
We're excited. You know, it's a new day for us. That's kind of our mantra this year, and it's a lot of new faces, a lot of new positions. We may have a new offense, who knows, but it's exciting for the coaches, exciting for the kids.
All right, that's Dave Woods, head football coach and athletic director at Bishop Fenwick, on more on MSONewsSports.com.